Prop 126 was very poorly drafted. First of all, it does not define what a service is. Second, Flagstaff and the whole state and other municipalities, when we tax things through a sales tax, we don't use goods or services. They use categories. So retail is a category, contracting is a category, amusements is a category, communications is a category, hotel motels, restaurant and bars, rental of real and personal property. Those are all categories. So what we've done is use the Bureau of Economic Analysis classifications that economists use to define which one of those things are goods and which are services.
And Flagstaff is concerned with items funded via the transaction privilege taxes, better known as sales taxes. Is the concern that this ambiguous proposition will end the ability to create new sales taxes just in general?
What it does is it takes away the ability to tax services. In Flagstaff, the portion that we classify as services approaches close to about 35%. So that means that of any current tax that they want to increase, such as, say, the Prop 420 tax for the Lone Tree Railroad overpass, that the amount of money that they thought they would bring in could be 35% less, which means instead of bringing in $131 million over 20 years, that there'll be $46 million lost.
So you mentioned Prop 420. There was also Proposition 419, which was a renewal. Why are renewals not impacted on this, whereas new taxes for a project are?
It depends on whether it's continuing a tax or considered a new tax, and that may be slightly careful languaging. But in the Flagstaff ballot proposition, it was really quite clear that they were telling voters that if they voted yes on Prop 419, that they were renewing an existing 0.426% transportation tax. And therefore, we don't see that as a new tax under Prop 126. By contrast, Tempe had a tenth of a cent arts tax, and on their ballot it said it was a new tax. But for some reason, 419 does not seem to have that issue with it. So we think it will be fine and won't be impacted.
So when the Flagstaff City Council approved a contract with the law firm Ballard Spahr, they mentioned the term joint litigation, meaning they expect others to join in. Is this typically how such a battle would go, cities kind of banding together with a single outside counsel?
I anticipate they'll work together on this. I think Flagstaff will probably work with Mesa, and I anticipate Tempe and also Scottsdale had a tenth of a cent road transportation tax where they were supposed to get matching dollars from Maricopa County. They were all ones that were passed on this ballot this past November, and I think ultimately they'll probably all together pursue litigation against Prop 126 to try to protect their financial interests and their local control.
Would the final outcome be amendments to this proposition? Would it be throwing it out altogether?
We don't know. We're going to find out what the courts determine. You know, we do have chartered cities in Arizona, and they have a little bit more power and autonomy from the state, so they may make arguments related to that. But ultimately, we'll have to see how the court decides related to it, because this was an amendment to the state constitution, and in general, municipalities may not always be able to be in violation of the state constitution. And then, of course, we also have to determine what actually Prop 126 is going to be defined as the courts actually mean, because it was so vaguely drafted.